A Superior Court judge has overturned Maine's Secretary of State, granting new life to a referendum drive that would legalize the recreational use of marijuana. Justice Michaela Murphy concluded state officials applied a vague, subjective, and unduly burdensome interpretation of the law when they invalidated the petition signatures that were submitted to place the issue on the November ballot. A.J. Higgins has details.
Critical to Justice Murphy's ruling is the process state officials used to gauge the authenticity of a notary who signed off on oaths administered to petition circulators. A month ago, Secretary of State Matt Dunlap rejected more than 31,000 signatures based on his conclusion that the notary's signature did not match a signature that the state had kept on file. But Justice Murphy has found that requiring a notary's signature to appear identically on every petition signed is unreasonable and abridges the constitutional right to initiative.
We see this as a victory.
David Boyer is the campaign manager for the campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol.
We know that the notary signed them. We know that the voter signed them. And we look forward to bringing our case to voters in November. So now it's going back to the state. They have to re-review all the petitions, actually look at them this time, and they'll see that the signatures are consistent for the notary, and we expect to be on the ballot this November.
In her ruling, Justice Murphy found that Secretary of State Matt Dunlap committed an error of law by applying a vague, subjective, and/or unduly burdensome interpretation of the law to invalidate the signatures. And she said the state presented no evidence correlating the variability of a notary's signature with incidences of fraud in administering the circulator's oath. Dunlap's office has 3 days to respond to the ruling and in a written statement says it's still considering its options. It could appeal to the Maine Supreme Court, conduct a further review of the signatures, or simply validate those that were in dispute. If the signatures are approved, Dunlap would then be required to forward the proposed law to the legislature. Lawmakers would be able to either enact it or send it to the voters for the November ballot. That's an outcome that opponents of the initiative had hoped to avoid. Scott Gagne is the spokesman for Smart Approaches to Marijuana.
Our concern is that this judgment can open the door to more of that sort of thing where, you know, notaries are not properly witnessing the oaths of circulators, so that just opens the door up to all kinds of issues in terms of fraud, frankly, around signatures, especially when there's more and more of these campaigns that are being fueled by out-of-state money.
Still, Gagne said that if the marijuana question is approved for the ballot, his nationally based group will be on the front lines of the effort to defeat it. If voters approve it, possession of up to 2.5 ounces would be legal. Mainers would also be able to grow their own marijuana plants and, with community approval, purchase the drug in retail stores. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.